clear on the whole Acts book, but...
Right after Acts 2, Peter says, repent and be converted. Never even mentions water baptism.
Yeah, so, but then I feel like you could make the case where Jesus says sometimes believe, so he's not also talking about repentance, even though yeah. biblical belief is full
yeah,
surrender.
See, water, yeah, water baptism does not save you. It's not it's not efficacious. Efficacious means it's got spiritual power to save you.
Right.
It doesn't. You know why I can prove why water baptism doesn't save anybody? Ready? If water baptism saves you, I'm following a weak Savior. You know why?
Why?
He never saved anybody. He never baptized one person.
Jesus never baptized one person.
But you John could make the, I guess Baptist. You could make the case. I'm not. I guess I'm just trying to like go back so I can ask
the questions. The thief on the cross, was he water baptized?
No, but I've talked to like some people who think baptism is needed. They think that was after.
Those are Catholics.
Yes. Now he. Yes, it was after he died, and then they died. But then what about? I guess you could say. It was after, like,
See, if you make water baptism for salvation, that truly is a work for salvation. I don't teach work for salvation. I teach you work because God has put his spirit in you, and you have salvation, and you have the fruit of it. That becomes a work of salvation. Cornelius, in the book of Acts, I think it's chapter 10, he had the Holy Spirit before he was water baptized.
That is true. So then what would you say about John 3:5, water and spirit?
Water and spirit? So what Jesus is talking about
is,
were you born from a mother?
That's what I the water in the mother's womb. That's what I said, dude.
We were kind of talking about this before, but then you could make the case that everybody's baptized.
Right, because everybody's born in a womb.
No. But Peter goes on later and talks about we're baptized in Christ, so you got to remember something. Baptism and water is a symbol. And if we're born of Christ, we're already baptized in Christ by his Spirit. And then the water baptism is obedience, okay? So Jesus was distinguishing flesh to the Spirit.
Okay. No,
so you're born in an embryonic sac. Because in order to make it to the kingdom of God, animals aren't going to heaven, are they? They're not. That's another whole topic.
Like
but they're not. So you, as a human has to be born of a woman. You're born in water. Then you must be born by the Spirit of God. God doesn't have any grandchildren. Everybody has to be born again, each person. Your kids can't come because of you. Right? So that's a Church of Christ way. I have articles on my teaching blog about water baptism. You could look it up.
Can I get your number or something that you can talk about it?
It's right on there.
Thirsty, man.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you. I have to hear from you. We had a good talk with you. We love you. Stay away from skillet. Get in the Word of God.
I already don't even like skillet.
Good. Get in the Word of God. He was telling me, like some other groups, that he was saying that he went from real metal, ungodly music to metal Christian music. And I said, keep making the journey. Keep going. That's like going from heroin to pot. Keep going. Get out of that stuff because it's not of God. You want to get to the place where you're obeying God. You got my phone number. You got my email. You go on my website. You click on
the website.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you go on the teaching blog.
Okay.
I got 4,500 teaching resources on my website for free. I don't want your money. Don't take people's money. I support myself. And so I teach people how to follow Christ. I have articles on water baptism. Yeah, water baptism doesn't save you, but I do teach it. It's obedience. Like I would teach you to dress biblical. I would teach you to talk biblical. That's fruit that you're following Christ. So it is water baptism. Should be done, but...
That's what I said. It should be done, but it's not essential.
If you were not a believer right here and you repented and you said, wow, I want to repent and follow Jesus. And I said, yeah, wow, I want to repent and follow Jesus. This is awesome. Will you help disciple me? Yeah, I'll help disciple you. Okay, I got to go to work now, but I'll call you and I want to follow Jesus. You walk across the street and get hit by a car. You weren't water baptized. Sorry.
But then I feel like you could make the case. What I forgot the... not Utopia. I forgot the, I can't even think of the name, but in Acts when the guy, the king was in the desert, I keep forgetting his name, but then I think Philip baptized him and then Philip disappeared.
Right. What about it? What is that?
Would God, if baptism was for salvation, wouldn't he make a way? Like, wouldn't he make sure that you were able to get baptized?
Well, again, the thief on the cross wasn't baptized.
Right, there's no way he could. He died. He was already hanging there.
And the thief on the cross, ready? I'm going to give you the gospel. The thief on the cross believed on Jesus. The thief on the cross repented because he turned to the other thief and said, hey, we don't belong here. The thief on the cross was born again. He must have had a spiritual change of heart. The thief on the cross had holiness and obedience. He witnessed. The thief on the cross did more from the cross than most evangelicals do. He witnessed to the guy while he's dying. He said, hey, we don't belong here. We belong here. He doesn't. And the thief endured. He didn't turn back and say, that's the gospel, faith, repentance, being born again, holiness and obedience. enduring in the faith. And so all these things that we teach people are right from the scripture, and you must have your life overtaken by the truth and the Spirit of God. If you live in the world a little bit, in the church system, and this and that, no, Jesus said lose your life to find it in Him.
So what if we have this knowledge, everything that we just discussed for the last 15 minutes or whatever, we have this knowledge that, okay, this festival that we're here at is not exactly
biblical.
At least the band members, the people in the bands, the music, it's not necessarily biblical.
And when we say it's not biblical, can we give right terms to it? It's sinful.
Well, it's sinful. Does that mean we should literally turn around, walk away, and leave? Really?
Do you want to?
I'm asking your honest
opinion. Do you
want to
keep sin, or do you want to please God?
No, I don't want to keep
sin. Do you want to please your flesh, or do you want to please God?
So what if we walk in here and we're literally here to worship Jesus? Nothing else.
You don't worship Jesus in this music. You worship Him with your everyday life lived. The best way you can worship Jesus is go home, study the scriptures, get your life in order. You notice I wear a tunic. I got to teach this. I wear a tunic. In Genesis 3, this is the pre-Torah stuff. God kills an animal, sheds blood. It's an archetype. Clothing is not a fashion statement. You know what clothes are?
I have an issue with clothing. I always like to wear nice clothes.
Clothing is sin covering.
I never thought of it as sinful,
it's
ever.
It's a sin covering.
So then I guess you could say, what with like the tassels and then how they
nope.
used to do
now,
it.
See, now you're going to Torah. So I just took you to Genesis 3. It's right. Are you married?
No.
Okay. Genesis 3. You have, Genesis 1, God says, take dominion over the earth. That's pre-Torah. We still do that today. Genesis 3, God kills animals, sheds blood, covers us in a tunic-like long robe. Wouldn't it be awesome not to see people's body parts out in the world?
Yes.
This is what God did.
Yes. We were talking about that.
Genesis 9, God says to Noah, eat anything you want, don't eat blood. That's echoed in Acts 15.
Well, that's Satanism.
Yeah, don't eat blood. That's echoed in Acts 15. So differentiate pre-Torah, Torah. Torah starts around Exodus 20. That was given to Israel. The pre-Torah stuff was given to all the people of the world. And the New Testament's for all the people of the world. So tassels aren't part of that.
Okay.
Yeah, tassels were given in Deuteronomy. Yeah. That's for the Israelites.
My main question, I guess, what I was trying to get at was, the way they dressed, it was a certain way. Wouldn't that be under the law, though? If
no.
If you understand where I'm going with
no,
it.
Torah law, we're not under. We're law under the law of Christ, and we're under God's law. And what He gave us is pre-Torah. The
so
Torah law
died
we don't
on
follow.
The cross, you're saying the Torah law went away. Once
yeah,
died
the Torah
the
law did, but not the pre-Torah law. Because you still believe in one husband, one wife marriage. We still take dominion.
Right.
We don't eat blood. We should. And all through the New Testament, what did Jesus wear? Robe. What did Paul wear? Robe. What did John the Baptist wear? Okay, he wore a tunic-like garment. It was camel hair. What is Jesus coming back in? Robe. What do we get if we endure to the end? We get a righteousness.
Interesting.
Jesus ain't coming back in athletic shorts and a muscle shirt. Okay? He's not. And so my answer to you is, I love you. I don't want you to sin. This would be sin. James says to not do what you know is right is sin. And so you would have more productive time if you went and said, I'm going to go study the Bible. If that guy is right, what he's saying, I'm not right. All I got is God's word. I got nothing else. I'm a dumb ex-woodcarver. I don't know nothing but God's word. But you can tie me to a tree and burn me, and you're not going to change my mind. I know what God's word says, and I preach it. I live it every day. My wife and I van dwell, and we travel the country. We sold everything we own to do this.
That's
what we do. You can see it all on our website. And so what I would encourage you to do is spend the energy and the time. Come out of her, my people. Come out. This is Babylon. When the Antichrist system comes, these people are all going to fold and be standing in line to get the mark of the beast because they want Netflix. They want food. They're not going to stand and go, kill me for the kingdom of God. I don't care. They're going to go, honey, the kids. Let me tell you this. Tim, right? If you won't fully live for Jesus Christ today, you are never going to die for Him. If you won't lose your friends, your family today, we lost all of our friends, all of our family, our grandchildren, because they're worldly and they're religious and they hate the things of God. And Jesus said He came to divide. So what He'll do is, all these people that will keep you from following Jesus, if you'll obey God, He'll carve them out of your life. And you know what you'll be? You'll be free. John 8:32 says He's come to set us free. We don't keep Christmas, Easter, 4th of July, Memorial Day, weddings, graduation parties, birthdays. We're free.
Christmas isn't even
biblical?
What about what
where did
you,
Christmas
I know
come
Santa,
from?
Santa, Satan. I
no,
know
where did Christmas come from? The holiday of Christmas.
December 25th is celebrating
the solar system.
Roman Catholics
the
merged the old sun
based
god.
On astrology.
Yep. The Roman Catholics merged.
How did I not know
December
that?
25th with their pagan sun gods. Here's one. Jesus came, and in the Bible it talks about his birth when he was two. After that, did Paul and Peter and them keep Christmas in the Bible?
No, it wasn't a thing until
the Roman Catholic popes invented it. Did you guys hear me preaching this, guy? Ready? Good Friday and Sunday morning. I got to preach this to you. Good Friday and Sunday morning. That's what an evangelical, everybody says, right? So how many days did Jesus say he'd be in the grave?
Three days and three nights.
Can you get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning?
No, in real time, wouldn't that be just like a day and a half?
Yeah, it's like, even when they try to reckon the days, they say a part of each day. It's like 3 days, two nights. It makes Jesus a liar. Jesus died on Wednesday. He rose before, he died before the high Sabbath Thursday. He was in the grave 3 days and three nights. Do you know why he rose on Saturday?
So he could be there on Sunday.
He's our Sabbath rest. Hebrews 4.
That actually makes sense.
These are Sabbath
Saturday
rest.
Saturday is actually worship of the planet Saturn.
Saturday, it was the sixth day. Yeah, but God ordained Saturday to be the normal Sabbath, but it's not in play today. Christ is our Sabbath rest. That's why he rose on Saturday. He didn't rise on Sunday. The Roman Catholics instituted that, and everybody's following it.
You notice how everybody goes out and drinks and parties on Saturday nights?
The world loves the holidays.
Yeah.
And God says in Luke 16, whatever the world esteems highly, God abhors. So, to answer your question, you can't worship God in there. You can't. Because it's sin. You got to worship God in spirit and in truth. And what you have to do is go, God, I need to test. Don't take my word for it. Get in the Word of God. If my articles will help you, call me. I'll Bible study with you guys. Get in the Word of God and test the Scriptures and go, wow, if this is of God, I've got to come out. I've got to obey Him. He died for me. He shed His blood. He was beaten, battered, bruised. What will I not do for this glorious Savior? Most of these people, they won't do any of that stuff. I hear men all the time tell me, I got to give up the Packers for God. And I go, is NFL football godly? It's covetous, it's violent, it's pagan, it's worldly. They support the sodomites and the lesbians in the NFL.
Yeah, they do.
All of this is against a holy God, and they won't give up football. You tell me they're going to die for God on the day of judgment or on a day of a great wrath? So lose your life today, right now, to make your mind up to follow Christ.
Well, see, I thought we've already done that, but then
tell me about you guys. Tell me about you.
So I came out.